neighbors. Everybody needs good neighbors. Just a friendly wave each morning helps to make a better day. Neighbors need to get to know each other. Next door is only a footstep away.
It's the JD Cymru Premier Podcast, and while Santa's put his feet up, so has Jonah. He's in another world, literally. How are you?
Doing well, mate, doing well. Trying to get a bit of sunshine to come back to.
Well, you can bring some back for us, but needless to say, you're probably 7 points down already, so I'm looking forward to our little chat on the Cymru Premier in the next few minutes. Look, let's talk generally first, Jonah. Bearing in mind where we are now with TLS having a lead, is this normal service resumed?
It is normal service resumed. They're top of the league. They're everybody's strong favourites to win the title now, which it would have been at the start of the season. Every time they have a bit of a blip in the start, Rushkow and Stephen Evans, everybody makes questions of them, but they're doing a good job, obviously. But the teams around them are getting better. That's what it's all about. On their day, TNS can get beat. Maybe a couple of years ago, when they went unbeaten, that was the biggest worry. But I think they've lost three times this season. So, you know, your Connors, Keys, your Ballers, your Barrys, your Carnarvons, and everybody else on their day could most probably get a result against TNS, which wasn't the case 4 or 5 years ago. And over Christmas, their doubleheader against Kevin Druid, I think Hughie Griffiths will fancy getting something from it. If he was to get 3 out of 6, he'd have a party. I think if he gets 1 out of 6, it'll be good for him because his team are playing really well at the moment.
Before we let you get back to the champagne, let's have your thoughts on the doubleheaders that are coming up. So Airbus play at home Monday the 30th. The Boxing Day fixture is at Connors Quay. How many points are Airbus picking up from those two games?
Airbus would be over the moon with 1, Andy Morrison at 1-6.
And then Aberystwyth play Newtown, and Newtown play Aberystwyth. Out of those two games, how many points are Aberystwyth picking up against Newtown?
Share of the spoils. Share of the spoils. Hughes, he might want 4. But for me, share of the spoils, 3 each.
And Barrytown will host the Met on Boxing Day, and then the Met host Barrytown on Monday the 30th. Two sides really, as we've said, a bit down at heel at the moment, so is it spoils shared here, or will Cardiff Met pick up a lot of points?
Yeah, what both of them don't want is, for Barry to get a 3 and for the Met to get a 3 wouldn't be so bad, but what they don't want is 2 draws. So looking at it, I would say a home win and a home win for both clubs.
And then Bala will play Carnarvon, and Carnarvon will play Bala over the Christmas period. How much points do you reckon the Covies will pick up from quite a tough team in Bala?
Well, I just think if they can keep their home form going, the Covies, and they get a big crowd, a massive crowd, they're liable to win their home. But Bala are tremendous at Maesteg as well, so it's not an offence, but I just think it's a home win again.
And then finally, this is probably the most crucial doubleheader of the league, I think, because I really do think this might sort out the wheat from the chaff. Pettibont will host Carmarthen Town on New Year's Day, but on Boxing Day, Pettibont go to Carmarthen Town. It has to be 6 points for one either side, really. A point won't do, will it?
You are right. A point won't do in the situation they're in. 6 points would be absolutely gigantic for either one. But I just see it again. I just see home wins vital. Carmarthen have got to get a home win at some stage of the season. They'll fancy it. Pennebont will fancy a home win. 3 each won't be a disaster. And none for either club could be a big loss.
We're done, fella.
Thank you very much, Mark. And just like to wish Merry Christmas and a dollar clowing to everybody. Obviously, you listen to the podcast every week, and hope you all have a wonderful Christmas. That's when good neighbors become good friends. That's when good neighbors.